A woman in a small group says, "I know God is good, but I cannot see much good in my life right now." A leader may feel tempted to answer, "You just need to count your blessings," but Christian gratitude discernment moves more gently. It asks, "How can we help this person notice grace without forcing gratitude?" This is the ministry of Gratitude Eyes. Gratitude Eyes means learning to notice God's grace in ordinary, difficult, beautiful, and unfinished places. Grace may appear in creation, provision, friendship, survival, forgiveness, worship, scripture, a meal, a phone call, a child's laugh, a quiet morning, or the strength to get through one more day. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." Christian gratitude begins with receiving life as gift. But gratitude eyes do not deny pain. A person may notice grace and still be grieving. A person may thank God for help and still need boundaries. A person may see provision and still feel exhausted. A person may receive mercy and still need counseling, pastoral care, or medical help. Ministry Sciences observes that attention shapes experience. People often become more aware of what they repeatedly notice. Gratitude research has shown that naming specific gifts can support well-being, relational connection, and hope. But Christian gratitude is more than a wellness practice. The gospel gives the deeper frame. We notice grace because God is the giver. We receive mercy because Christ has come. We hold hope because the resurrection is real. A leader might ask, "Where have you noticed even a small mercy this week? Who helped you carry something heavy? What did God preserve? What beauty, kindness, or provision surprised you? What grace can you name without pretending everything is okay? What helps? Gentle questions, specific examples, permission, patience, naming small graces without exaggerating them. What harms? Forcing people to be thankful, comparing their pain to someone else's pain, saying at least too quickly, treating gratitude like a test of faith. Gratitude eyes are formed slowly. Some people can see grace immediately. Others need time. Others first need to name pain, lament, sleep, eat, receive help, or feel safe. The leader's role is not to manufacture gratitude. The leader's role is to help people notice grace when they are ready. A wise leader says, "We do not have to force this, but when you are ready, we can ask God to help you see one sign of His care." That one sign of grace may become a doorway to hope.